This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when politicians and media personalities and just ordinary Americans are obsessed with one particular question when it comes to politics right now. No, it's not the fate of the American Families Program by President Biden. It's not even what happens next on the border. It's not even what's going to happen with the recount that's going on, the audit of the ballots in Arizona. The big question everybody is asking is he going to do it? What is, am I talking about, and who is the he? The he, of course, is the former president of the United States, Donald John Trump. And do it really means running for president in 2024. That is a question on everyone's mind because President Trump has been able to get into everyone's mind fairly deeply during his 5 years as a presidential candidate and then as president of the United States. But not many people have attempted to get into Trump's mind. One who has and has done so with an award-winning and fascinating documentary film now has a book based on the film. The book is called Citizen Trump, A One-Man Show. And the author is Robert Orlando, who is a acclaimed documentary filmmaker. He is a very successful author. And he is the author of this new book about Trump's obsession with his favorite film. First of all, Robert, did it surprise you to find out what Trump's favorite film ever was?
It did. I wouldn't have, if I had to guess, I would not have said Citizen Kane up front.
Right. And what is it you think that drew Trump to Citizen Kane, and why is that a clue to getting into his mind and maybe predicting as to whether he will run again for president in 2024?
Great question. I think, is it fair to say parts of why you're attracted to your favorite film are conscious and others are unconscious? So I'd like to say that when I got a little more into the weeds on what he thought about the film, I understood that he didn't quite understand the film completely. I think he identified the basic idea of the rise and fall of the Kane figure, but I don't know if he interpreted at the end that it was actually a tragedy. It wasn't, as Trump says in one interview, he just had the wrong woman. So I don't think he was looking at it on that level, but in the Jungian sense, I think of, he was the archetype of the story, the rise and fall, a boyish man given wealth and wanting to be quite successful in spite of his upbringing and going his own way and learning how to perform and use the media and making himself a successful persona is all in the film. So I think on that level, he identified with a lot. And then in my mind, knowing how a film is put together, it becomes almost a doctor's lens to look through to understand what is attracting someone and how might his own life match up with this, and that became the riddle of the filmmaker. How do I, can I answer my own riddle? Does he match up with the beginning, middle, and end of the Trump film and book?
Well, and the new book, by the way, is fascinating because even more than the film itself, you're really dealing with three personalities who have a lot in common. The film Citizen Kane was based on the great publisher and public figure and unsuccessful candidate for public office, William Randolph Hearst. And then there is the character in the film who is Kane. Then, of course, you're talking about President Trump as an admirer of that film. What do you think, if there does end up being anything like Rosebud, which is this key to the whole Kane personality that you get at the end of the film, do you think there's a Rosebud for Donald J. Trump?
Let me just add, just for clarity, the first time around I did the film and a lot of things happened. That was back in September. But after I was finished doing the book, I went back and did a director's cut that can be seen at www.citizentrumpfilm.com. But the new cut, the director's cut, is my bringing up the timeline and also the added content that went into the book so I could make more sense of the very question you just asked. And the answer is yes. I shied away originally on it because I knew it could feel too gimmicky and feel like you were just trying to close up a plot and make it feel tight with a resolution and not really know the truth. But in the end, I think on reflection and going deeper and getting more distance from the original incidents of the election, I think it'd be impossible to say that all of us don't lose our childhood to some degree and have symbols that represent that loss of childhood. So I was making him up almost to be a Superman or inhuman if you don't have a childhood. And I went back and learned that there were symbols in his, there were some toys and symbols in his life that I think would have reflected his own Rosebud, and I put it in the book.
Wow. So I guess people have to actually go to the book, which is called Citizen Trump, A One-Man Show. And we've posted information about the book at michaelmedved.com. Robert Orlando, your best guess, you've spent a good deal of time the last couple of years sort of probing the mind, the psyche, the personality, the makeup of Donald John Trump. What is your best guess about whether he makes the run for the biggest comeback since the resurrection or he doesn't?
My guess is it goes back to what I originally thought his goal was to be a movie mogul prior to being a politician. And I think if there's a way to continue to, you know, influence the country in the way he wants, but be behind the scenes as a movie mogul or a TV media mogul, that would be his first choice. But I think if no one steps up that could win the contest, then I think he might step back into that role on the actual stage. But I also think that's a pull for him, because I think he enjoys being on the stage as much as he does running for president. So that would be my answer.
Another question, which I think about all the time, is that let's say Joe Biden doesn't run, and I mm-hmm. don't really suspect that Joe Biden at age 82 would run for a second term. But if he does run or doesn't run, does one choice or another by Biden make it more or less likely that Trump gets in?
Definitely. I think I call Kamala the co-president, but I think if Kamala was the figure to run again, Trump would, I think that would tip the scales in his direction. I think also being away and not being so public right now is helping his reputation, because it's almost like the healing of distance and lack of conflict publicly, I think, is subsiding now. So I think it does make a difference. Because, again, don't forget, Biden ran because he was the moderate. He was running to be the moderate. He was running not to be Trump. But if you have someone there who's not running for that reason and could pull that off, then I think it opens the field to Trump winning a lot more. The percentages go up.
The book is called Citizen Trump, A One-Man Show. And of all of the reams and reams of material and many, many books, most of the books are, of course, about Trump or very anti-Trump. There are some books that are wonderfully pro-Trump if you're a Trump supporter. But this book really tries to play it up the middle and to look at Trump not just as a political figure, but as a character and somebody who has been fascinated with media. If there is a villain in Robert Orlando's book, at the very end, he lets the media have it a good deal for its obsessions. The book is based on his film, Citizen Trump. There is a director's cut, as he mentioned, that is now available about that film. And no matter how you feel about the former president, this is full of fascinating material, even for people who have not yet seen the movie. But you ought to see Citizen Kane in any event. Robert Orlando, congratulations on both the film and the book, and I wish you success with future endeavors. And I hope all of our politics ends up being benign and not tragic. We'll be back with more benign news and more coming right up on the MedVet Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. A lot of interesting emails. And there's one here that's fascinating, that's beautifully written, and unfortunately it's very, very long, and I can't read the whole thing. But let me share part of it. It comes from Nabanita
in Seattle. And Nabanita says that USA is a multicultural society. Many millions of people from all over the world live here. Different countries, different religions. Abortion is a huge issue in old societies, like my own. I am a Hindu from India. We are not racing forward to become a world superpower. I'm sorry, she says we are racing forward to become a world superpower. They even just did a space program in India, which is doing pretty well. Well, America is, of course, ignoring our space program. That's another story. We are racing forward to become a world superpower, but our cultural heritage does not accept illegitimate kids. And then she goes on and describes some of the heartbreak that occurs to anyone in India who has a child out of wedlock, or to the children. It is completely not accepted. When people start talking about judgmental, awful, hate-filled Christians or Orthodox Jews, apparently in Hindu India, she says that it's almost unthinkable for a young woman or middle-aged woman or any woman to have a children outside of marriage. She says, is that not a reflection of the allowance that America needs to make on this issue, the issue of abortion? Women from other cultures like mine will kill themselves if they have to own up to an illegitimate child. I certainly know I would do that, as my family would not even want to know me if I ever besmirched my family name with a child like that. We all wish that the world was as emancipated morally as the United States. Well, I'm not sure that's true for everybody. Maybe a little bit too emancipated, you think, Nabanita? But it is not. And I believe our country cannot ever declare abortion illegal, as so many women would choose to die rather than own up to a shame like that. The interesting question here becomes, what did people do in the era before abortion was fully legalized it's never been fully accepted in the United States? The majority of Americans, overwhelming majority, still think abortion is immoral, still disapprove of it. But what did people do before? I remember somebody in my freshman class in college, and this is a long time ago. It's before Roe v. Wade. And my friend had a girlfriend back home in the Midwest, and he went back home freshman year for Christmas. And the result of his visit back home freshman year was a very inconvenient baby. And there was a certain amount of soul searching and difficulty, and then he and the mother marry, and they married before the baby was born. Is that such a terrible and unthinkable? No, look, it's not the way you want your children to get married. It's not the way you want to get married, obviously. But when you talk about the different alternatives here, and one of the alternatives is killing yourself, for goodness sake. Nabanita, let me tell you, in the United States, I think there is no chance, and it is not realistic that we will ever have a situation in this country where abortion is going to be illegal in all circumstances at every stage of pregnancy. And there is a very big difference, it seems to me, ethically, morally. And this is not to say that I am a supporter of abortion under any circumstance. I'm not. But I do think the law should recognize the difference between an abortion after a child is viable, or a child has a beating heart, or a child has any kind of consciousness or pain at all, and the situation at the very beginning of a pregnancy. Now, again, I am not suggesting, and I don't want to get calls on this, because I am not at all suggesting that we should now abandon opposition to abortion generally. I think it's important to make the moral case for human life. And a baby in the womb is a human life. But this idea, and it's fascinating that we have to allow abortion because there are people who are here from other cultures and other countries who simply couldn't handle the idea of having a baby out of wedlock? Well, there are alternatives. No sex, use birth control, or marry the father. Let's go to your calls. It is Disagreement Day. To Sherry in Sarasota, Florida. You're on the MedVed Show.
Yes, you took me to task one day when I called in about conspiracy theories about Kennedy's assassination and how they were bad for the country. Now, I know it probably was in support of a book that someone was writing at the time, but I think...
I'm sorry. Who was supporting a book that someone was writing?
I thought you were talking about a book that day about conspiracy theories and how they could hurt about Kennedy's assassination and how they...
Well, look, let me make my position clear so you can respond to it and respond to my actual position. I think conspiracy theories are awful. I think they're stupid. I think they poison our political discourse. I think they make people... They hurt people's lives. I don't know anyone who is seriously involved with the conspiracy worldview who hasn't suffered personal damage from it. This is something that is one of those things, like using heroin, that damages you and damages the country at the same time. When I talk about conspiracy theories, what we're talking about here is the belief that there are secret forces that are controlling everything, that the history that most of us know is simply not true because there's this alternate universe in which space aliens or Illuminati or Skull and Bone Society or the Bilderbergers or some secret people that we don't even know about are pulling strings. That's sick and destructive. That's my point.
Girlfriend who came out and said that he said, well, the Kennedys, you know, they're not going to be bothering me anymore after tomorrow. That's not a threat. That's a promise.
Who said that?
Before they got assassinated. That's evidence that came out. Now, someone testified. You may not believe her, but that was indeed evidence.
That who said the Kennedys are not going to bother me anymore?
LBJ.
Okay. The idea that President Johnson ordered President Kennedy killed, of course, that has a certain amount of popularity because he was there in Dallas. He was there with President Kennedy, and of course, he flew home with the body. But look, I'm not a fan of Lyndon Johnson. I don't think he was a good man. I think he was a terrible president. But the idea that he ordered President Kennedy killed based on zero evidence of any credible kind at all, it's disturbing. And again, it takes people away from dealing with actually changing America for the better. We'll be right back.
It's Disagreement Day. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News.
This is Brad Bernards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President Joe Biden heaped praise on each other as the two leaders sought to relaunch the UK-US relationship at a time of rising tensions over the fallout from Brexit. Johnson hailed Biden and his team as a breath of fresh air.
We covered a huge range of subjects, and it's wonderful to listen to the Biden administration and to Joe Biden.
the outgoing chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service, has offered the closest acknowledgement yet. His country was behind recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and military scientists. The comments by Yossi Cohen offered an extraordinary debriefing by the head of the typically secretive agency in what appears to be the final days of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. To mainstream media, the designation black conservative represents a contradiction in terms. Conventional wisdom insists African Americans must automatically identify as progressive or even radical to be true to their racial identity. But a bold new film explodes that patronizing assumption with passion, wit, and a series of admirable examples. Uncle Tom features black leaders like Alan West, Herman Cain, Robert Woodson, Candace Owens, and my talk radio colleague Larry Elder, who's also one of the film's producers. Without narration or an overarching storyline, the film provides insightful, sometimes intimate observations in vivid black and white, so the contemporary comments blend seamlessly with stunning historical footage. Along with eloquent vintage photographs, these clips bring to life great figures, from Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington to Dr. King himself. Uncle Tom is perfectly timed, making a much-needed contribution to the quest for justice and understanding at a moment of accusatory hysteria and race relations. I'm Michael Medved.
You're listening to A Best of the Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, your daily dose of debate, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let's go to your calls on D-Day, Disagreement Day, to Mike in Honolulu, Hawaii. Mike, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
My just general disagreement with yourself and almost every element of the mainstream media is I think that we need to have a public discussion about our support for Israel.
Okay. Why? Who disagrees with that?
Well, I think it's a little bit too unconditional.
Okay, but who disagrees with the idea? You said you disagree with the idea that we have to have a discussion about it. Good. Let's have a discussion. I'm always ready for it. There's no one who believes that support for Israel should not even be discussed or not even talked about. It just seems to me that if you're talking about a reversal of United States policy
that has been there, it's really been there since about 1978, not before that. But since 78, we have been strong supporters of Israel's right to exist and to defend itself. So let's have the discussion. Why is that a bad idea?
I don't know if I'm really that comfortable with the amount of money that we give them every year. I think we need to look at that.
Okay, you know that most of the money that we provide is military cooperation grants. And one of the conditions of those grants, and one of the reasons that it's so popular and usually goes through Congress so easily, is because all of that money has to be spent with U.S. companies, and that leads Israel to order a whole bunch of U.S. defense equipment, like some of the Patton and Abrams tanks, instead of their own homegrown tanks, which they kind of prefer, which are the Merkava 4s. But again, if you want to discuss the amount of money that we give to Israel, if you take a look, and they just had a little thing in USA Today about it, if you take a look at the surrounding Arab countries and you take them together, it's much more.
Yeah, we also give a lot of money to Turkey and to Egypt.
Correct, and to Jordan and to the Palestinian Authority. Correct. But you see, it very much is different. By the way, I think that the entire foreign aid program is a disaster and should be scrapped. And there are lots of Israeli conservatives who don't believe that foreign aid money as such should go to Israel at all, or to anyone else for that matter. What exactly is your problem? I'm just trying to get to the essence of it.
Besides from the financial, I see a general theme throughout all of the mainstream media, both the quote-unquote Republicans and Democrats, is I believe that we're not getting the facts about what's happening with Israel and Palestine. And there's been hardcore research that shows that the mainstream media is irregularly reporting what's happening. And it's been researched.
Okay, when you say it's been researched by some Arab-funded organizations. If what you're talking about is the alleged claim that Jews dominate the media, therefore reportage on Israel is unreliable, let me point out to you that the late Helen Thomas, who was honored by Hamas, was considered the dean of White House correspondence, was roundly honored in the liberal media. And as a matter of fact, if you read the New York Times, the New York Times is far more likely to be critical of Israel and to be extraordinarily negative to Israel than it is to be supportive. If you say we're not getting the facts, what facts, Mike, are we not getting?
I won't say the website because I don't want to, I want to keep your show, respect your show. But this website has gone in, and what they did is they researched all the news headlines in like 2005.
Okay, look, I know that there are, and these are very largely anti-Semitic sources. And I'm not saying that you criticizing Israel is always anti-Semitic, but sometimes it is. If people are saying to you that news headlines are pro-Israel in their slant in the United States or in Europe or anywhere, they aren't paying attention and they aren't telling the truth. Let me make a suggestion to you.
It's a numbers thing, Mike. They're looking at
it's a numbers thing based upon how you classify it. Let me ask you a question, Mike. You pay attention to the media?
I used to, but I've lost faith in pretty much all forms. Fox News, MSNBC, all the way across the board. Even a lot of you guys on talk radio. I'm losing touch with all you guys.
Over what?
Israel is a part of it, but I just don't feel, my alternative media sources that I'm finding online are painting a whole lot different picture of the world than what.
Okay, so tell me, let's get to it. What is the picture of the world that you think you're not getting? That the Jews dominate everything and they're running everything and they're running everything to benefit international bankers?
I don't think we can really point the finger at Jewish. That's not fair. But, the idea that there are, groups, secretive groups that are.
What secretive groups? Get to it. Who are they?
One of the things that you guys never talk about is the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, for God's sake. Mike, how is it you believe the Council on Foreign Relations is running the world? And what is their purpose for running the world? And by the way, if they're a secretive group, why do they publish their membership list?
Well, they're kind of semi-secretive.
They're not secretive at all! You can walk into their building, for God's sake! You can go to their meetings! Almost all of their meetings are public! And they publish. See, Mike, this is one of those things. This has been a disaster for the right in the past. The John Birch Society has been hugely, and the New American, and that's probably where you're going. have
no,
been...
I've heard of John Birch, but I've never followed him.
Okay, well, they were the ones who started on the Council of Foreign Relations crap. And the Council on Foreign Relations is a boring, I think largely useless organization. But to believe that they are secretively running the world, if you had a conspiracy and you were trying to run the world, would you publish in public your membership lists? Yes or no?
Well, I don't think any one group is doing this. But,
okay,
but
so what are the other groups?
I think the power structures are different than what the American people really understand.
Okay, give me a hint. Help the American people understand who is really running the show.
Why did Hillary Clinton go to one of their events?
Because they're very rich people and they're influential.
No, but what she said was that she goes to the Council on Foreign Relations to get told what to do.
I doubt that Hillary said that, and if she did, it was meant as a joke, for goodness sake. We've had, by the way, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations on the show to answer people's questions. That's how secretive they are. We've had him several times, different presidents of the Council on Foreign Relations. Mike, get a grip. Come back to Earth. This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. The collapse of the family stands at the heart of America's most pressing, painful problems. Addiction and suicide, economic inequality, educational underperformance, and even homelessness. Recent statistics show that majorities of millennials who produce children do so outside of marriage. A University of Michigan study indicates that an amazing 20% of young adults report no contact, none, with their birth fathers. In response to the crisis, the left emphasizes redistribution of wealth or more generous welfare programs, ignoring the fact that even wealthy families suffer from breakdown or breakup. On the right, we stress the need for religious revival to strengthen family life, despite the prevalence of divorce and out-of-wedlock birth, even among the fervently faithful. We need fresh efforts to change values and culture from leaders in government, media, business, religion, and education, mobilized under a two-word slogan, Family First. I'm Michael Medved.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Disagreeing emails. Here's one that came in from Claude. And Claude is in El Cajon, California. And by the way, when people send in emails, it's very helpful if you will just put the city you're from. I'm not going to give your address over the air, but put the city you're from. In any event, Claude says, your tax special was very interesting. That was the special which you can get at MedvedHistoryStore.com, the shocking truth about taxes, about how a country that began with a tax rebellion became a country that later embraced taxes so enthusiastically that we actually got a constitutional amendment authorizing an income tax, in effect. Your tax special was very interesting, he says, but there's too much love for the so-called fair tax. The fair tax has a number of flaws. First is the fact that the same people who decry social engineering of the current system boast that it will discourage spending and encourage savings. Savings may be a good practice, but it isn't the government's place to decide whether I should save more. And when they use the tax code to push me, it's social engineering. Okay, I disagree with the basic premise here. Taxes are always going to discourage something. They're either going to discourage spending, or they're going to discourage earning, or they're going to discourage both. But whenever you tax something, like you add the taxes on cigarettes, it discourages people from smoking cigarettes. You tax liquor more, yeah, it discourages, to some extent, people from buying liquor. And by the same token, the preference that a lot of us have for some kind of consumption tax is that it functions to actually discourage excessive spending and to encourage putting money away, saving. Because if you put money away and you don't spend it, you don't pay any taxes on it. It basically allows you tax-free savings, which is kind of a good thing. Now, in our tax special, I also acknowledge that I think a flat tax, which Claude is very enthusiastic about, is vastly preferable to our current system. The problem with the current system, it's not that it taxes people too much or too little or even taxes the wrong things. It's just too damn complicated. It's too unpredictable. It's too difficult for the average citizen to come to terms with and to figure out. It's not transparent enough. I'll give you one example. We actually spend a lot more in Social Security taxes than most people know. You get a 6.2% share taken out of your own paycheck, but in addition to that, your boss has to pay another 6.2% in your name. That's not a gift to you. That's that much more that your boss has to pay. It makes it much more difficult for him to pay you that money in a raise. So basically, we're paying 12.4%, boom, right off the top in Social Security for a program that may or may not be there. when everybody retires. He also objects to the flat tax. He says any flat tax of any fair tax program, pardon me, that would be a national consumption tax, would make it much more difficult for the poor and middle class to accumulate resources and move up the economic ladder, which opposes my ideal of everyone earning enough to become rich. It's absolutely not true. It makes it much easier for the poor and the middle class to move up the economic ladder. How? Because it means that any money they earn and they decide to save is tax-free. And by the way, given the fact that a fair tax would come with a pre-tax rebate, in other words, you would establish how much a typical poor family would spend and what the taxes would be on that. And everybody in the country would get that check starting off. You just get that check. And that means that, for instance, if you're earning below the poverty level, you'd actually get more money from the government than you'd spend, which is not necessarily a bad thing and helps you move up the economic ladder. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. You can get the full tax special, The Shocking Truth About Taxes, at any of our other history programs at the MedVedHistoryStore.com. Let's go to Joe in Farmville, Virginia. Joe, you're on the MedVed Show. It's Disagreement Day.
Oh, before I forget, Michael, you said the other day that people claim the Holocaust is responsible for the return of Israel. You're setting up a straw man, because we're not saying the Holocaust by itself. We're saying that the Jewish zeal in terms of Herzl and so on, all those people, all that zeal that we had was counteracted by the Arab resistance, and only the Holocaust broke the deadlock or the gridlock or the stalemate.
Joe, this is absolutely not true, and it's just ignorant, and it would only be the product of someone who hasn't listened to our special history show on the origins of the State of Israel. Joe, here's the fact.
That show.
Okay, well, then you would know this. The population of the Jewish settlement in Israel, the Yishuv, which was a resettlement of an ancient homeland, was already 600,000 before the Holocaust even began, before Hitler began killing Jews. And by the way, the Jews who were driven out of Germany before the war were not allowed to come to Israel because they had a British white paper. And this is just simply a canard that is used to try to say, well, if Germany did all the killing and they did all these evil things, then why not give a Jewish homeland somewhere in Europe? Okay, Israel wasn't a consolation prize for losing 6 million people. Israel came into being just the same way the United States did. There's a lot of people came to a place. In the case of Israel, they bought land. They didn't just homestead it. They actually bought tracts of land, settled there, built up a functioning society, and then defended that society in war again and again and again and again. Let's go to Bruce in Auburn, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show. It's Disagreement Day.
We have a late grandson named Bruce, so thank you very much. My name is Curtis. And to your okay, I responded in error. I said sure, and I should have said surely. I am so embarrassed. Okay. You said you tax whiskey, people buy less whiskey? No, they just change brands. It's called hooch. And most people want to buy hooch anyway. And you know what hooch is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, hooch is a general term. It was used originally for illegal whiskey, wasn't it, during Prohibition?
It's still used for bootleg. And the dictionary, the last word of the definition is bootleg.
Do you prefer bootleg whiskey yourself?
I don't drink.
Never.
No. Well, I can't say never.
Well, hardly ever.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice to have a little nip of hooch once in a while.
Okay, do we have a disagreement here? It's Disagreement Day.
That's Disagreement Day. I thought I covered that. You said okay, and I said sure, and I should have said surely.
Well, thank you. There's no disagreement there. Surely you jest.
I don't know exactly who you are.
Your cultural crusader.
At where this is going.
All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
In order to keep a Mexican orphanage from shutting down, a group of plucky boys and their surrogate papa enter a marlin fishing expedition where they have to defend on a crusty fishing boat captain, energetically played by Dennis Quaid in Blue Miracle, now streaming on Netflix.
You and three of your least annoying orphans will be on my boat for the competition. When I catch the winning fish, we'll split the earnings for Prendate.
Though the plot seems preposterous and manipulative, it is based on a true story with some undeniably touching and inspiring elements. The camera work is gorgeous and well-edited, and Jimmy Gonzalez, as the long-suffering head of the orphanage, delivers a lead performance that's charismatic and convincing. With elements of faith and redemption playing a major role, the film earns a TV PG rating for elements of danger and drinking. 2.5 stars for Blue Miracle. No, it's not miraculous, but it's a solid piece of work.
You're listening to the best of the Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. 10 years ago, Stanford professor Larry Diamond noted the world was suffering a democracy recession with self-government and civil liberties in retreat almost everywhere. When the Soviet Empire collapsed 30 years ago, some observers proclaimed the end of history with permanent victory for the ideals of personal liberty and free markets. But with the rise of authoritarian powers like China, Iran, and Putin's Russia, that process seems to have reversed. Even in NATO nations like Turkey and Hungary, not to mention developing states like South Africa, Venezuela, and Brazil, democracy seems imperiled by corruption and extremism. The Economist publishes a democracy index highlighting 60 indicators that found most of the 167 measured nations saw lower scores last year. There's no easy fix for this disturbing trend, but the United States could help the situation by setting an example for democratic governance with less polarization, acrimony, and gridlock than we display today. I'm Michael Medved.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.